Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Brian Schaefer, Education Coordinator here at Game and Fish. Today we're going to talk about boat and water safety. Brian, a lot more boats registered in North Dakota now compared to a decade ago.
Yeah, correct. Over the last 10 years, we've seen not only a population increase here in North Dakota, but I would say our number of people utilizing our bodies of water has, you know, increased fairly significantly, whether that's anglers on the Missouri River or across the state. We're seeing more recreational boaters that are using paddle craft. That trend's kind of following the national one. Here in the north, we're usually a little bit behind on that just because of our colder weather and shorter boating seasons, but we've definitely seen an increase in boaters, and the number of locations hasn't really changed, so things are starting to get a little more crowded around the state.
Sure. What can people do to stay safer on the water?
Yeah, stay safe. You know, boating is one of those things you should really have someone that shows you how to do things the right way, not just hop in a boat. You would never hop into a car without knowing how to drive a car and drive for the first time. So we recommend people take boater education, even though by state law it's not required for people that are over 15 years of age. We recommend all new boaters take it and just kind of take a refresher on it, even if it's been a while since you've boated. The other thing we really want people to this year follow is make sure that they're looking into regulations and making sure they have all the proper safety equipment on board and that it's in good working condition.
Okay. Lakes Kakawea, Lake Metegoshi, Missouri River here, very busy areas. What kind of problems in these busier areas can occur?
Yeah, I think a lot of the problems stem right at the boat ramps. People aren't prepared before they, you know, go to put their boat in the water. So making sure you have everything in the boat that you need, safety-wise, food-wise, water-wise, and just have everything organized prior to backing down that boat ramp. That keeps tempers, you know, lower and makes it a more enjoyable experience for everyone at the boat ramp. If you see someone struggling, just offer to help instead of getting frustrated. The next thing would be just make sure you leave space between you and other boaters. Congestion leads to a lot of serious safety issues, so we always recommend to just leave that extra space.
Okay, people just need to be patient, and if they see somebody struggling,
offer help. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, a lot of personal watercrafts. What can they do to be safer in the water?
Yeah, well, personal watercrafts have gotten bigger and faster over the last 10 years, and they're very powerful machines now. So one thing is make sure everyone on board is wearing a PFD, and make sure you have some instruction on how to use it. There, like I said, they're very powerful, and the one thing to remember with those, there's no brakes, and they need to be under power to be able to steer as well. So don't just hop on one if you've never ridden one before.
Brian, there are some laws that recreational boaters, fishermen, personal watercrafts, that they have to follow. They're not just suggestions.
Correct. If you look at it on our website, you can go to the North Game and Fish website, or we have individual boating safety regulations books, and it all depends on what size your vessel is, on what safety requirement is required, whether that depends on your personal flotation devices, fire extinguishers, all kinds of other little things that you may need, whistles, horns, other things of that nature. So it's important before you get on the water, it is your responsibility as a boater to make sure you look those things up, whether on our website or on our boating safety regulations guide.
Okay, let's talk about some of those laws. There's a life jacket requirement for kids.
Correct. All kids 10 and under need to have a life jacket on at all times while they're on board of a vessel in the state of North Dakota. We recommend that everybody wears one because life jackets do save lives. So especially in a cold water state like North Dakota, and our waters are still quite cold. We had a late spring. Ice didn't go off real early. So life jackets definitely help you during cold water situations as well.
Okay, a lot of things we're seeing in smaller lakes, even on the Missouri River here, paddle boards, canoers, kayakers. What are the rules and regs on people doing those activities?
Yeah, a lot of people tend to think that it's just something fun to hop in and go have a good time in, but there are some safety regulations you need to follow. And if you're 10 or under on in a kayak or in a canoe or a paddle board, you need to have a life jacket on at all times. And then if you're over 10 years of age, you need to have a personal flotation device on board with you, whether it's a paddleboard or a canoe or a kayak.
One of the biggest things people should remember is just use common sense.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter what kind of outdoor recreation we have here in North Dakota. You know, there's some inherent risks, whether it's hunting, fishing, trapping, boating. if you just use common sense, like you said, and give yourself some time and some extra space, a lot of our accidents that happen on the water in the summertime could be avoided.
A lot of good information, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
For more information on boating rules and regulations, pick up a 2017 to 2019 North Dakota Boat and Water Safety Guide, or go to the Game and Fish's website at gf.nd.gov. For Education Coordinator Brian Schaefer and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.